A mixed picture for the U.S. economy. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says there's evidence of a healthy slowdown in a new report showing economic growth and that she still does not expect a recession. The gross domestic product rebounding in the third quarter with 2.6% growth after shrinking for two quarters.
The 2.6% was made up almost entirely by increased exports and government spending. And economists think that that will drop off in the fourth quarter. And also consumer spending is slowing down, and that constitutes up to 70% of the U.S. economy. So it is a warning sign there.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House, which is focusing on the positive.
The president saying in a statement, today's data shows that in the third quarter, Americans' incomes were up and price increases in the economy came down.
He's also been saying Republicans would make inflation worse and would slash Social Security and Medicare.
Commitment to America, we say, to save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are lying because they can't run on their record. Russia's president had a lot to say at a forum in Russia today.
Russian President Vladimir Putin using that gathering about Moscow-based think tank to blast the U.S. and the West for, frankly, all the troubles in the region and the world, calling the next decade the most dangerous since World War II. Putin again repeating the unsupported claim that Ukraine is ready to set off a radioactive dirty bomb. The fear is Moscow will. Another Russian official today even claiming that country could knock U.S. satellites out of the sky because they are helping Ukraine.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv, where rolling blackouts continue as Russia attacks Ukraine's energy grid. The White House warning any attack on U.S. infrastructure, in this case meaning the satellites, would be met with an appropriate response. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A young boy is shot and killed while washing his hands in Chicago.
Getting ready for dinner. And the bullet came in and hit my nephew.
7-year-old Akeem Briscoe was washing up before coming to the table Wednesday night when a bullet struck him in the abdomen. Authorities say someone in a nearby alley fired multiple shots and a stray bullet hit the child. Akeem was rushed to a hospital where he died. Deputy Police Chief Ron Pontecor says it appears no one in the home was the intended target.
Any person that's shot in the city is tragic. When it's a young child like this, an innocent child, you know, allegedly under the safety of their own home, It's entirely tragic.
According to police statistics, more than 300 juveniles have been shot in the Windy City this year. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Police have blamed gang-related issues for much of Chicago's gun violence. The White House just confirming President Biden will travel to New Mexico next week, just days before the midterm election, for events with Democratic officials, including Governor Grisham, who's trying to win a second term. There's a complaint against Amazon CEO Andy Jassy at the National Labor Relations Board.
The independent federal agency claims Jassy is in violation of labor law, specifically by interfering with and restraining rights given under the federal National Labor Relations Act. The NLRB says Jassy on two occasions commented publicly saying unions can hinder or slow down change for employees. The remarks followed a successful union vote at an Amazon warehouse in New York earlier this year. Amazon, in defending Jassy, says the Labor Relations Act allows him to speak his mind on the matter.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Amazon can settle the dispute or take it to a judge in February. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow is still rallying up more than 300 points, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbles down more than 1%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.